Hello, I'm Andrew Richardson and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist. And my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved, and probably quickly too. In this podcast, I'm going to make two suggestions to help you deal with the depression. And the first is, and for a few days, to resolve to take your attention away from your problems, including how bad you feel, and towards small pleasures and useful activities. Even if it is the last thing you want to do. And then notice how quickly you begin to feel a little lighter inside. Be excited to discover a new explanation for why you are feeling so bad. Your depression is not a mental illness, but the normal response to a difficult situation which then spirals out of control. After all, if you sprained your ankle, well, yes, you would perhaps need to get it x-rayed, but you would know that you were not ill, that it was not like typhoid or diabetes or leukemia. With a sprain, you have to rest, but just for a time, and know that the wrong thing to do would be long distance running, for example. And so it is for a depression. You don't spend time worrying even more and so find that you do even more exhausting dreaming. No, you do whatever it takes to take your mind off your problems, just as with a sprain, you take the weight off your feet. And because you begin to accept the idea that there is nothing wrong with me, the pressure comes off. And you will be amazed. Within a few days, your sleep and dreaming improve, and maybe the problems that triggered the depression do not seem quite so hard to sort out. And what is my second piece of advice? It is not to listen to what the experts tell you. Depression is not a biological disorder. There is no chemical test available or possible or yet devised that can mark a depression. Low serotonin is the result, not the cause of depression. And this is why antidepressants are rarely the answer. Antidepressants treat symptoms and not underlying causes and seem to work by suppressing REM or dream sleep. Neither are depression symptoms hereditary. The fact that family members may all suffer from depression is better explained by their common environment than their common genes. Finally, there are not many different types of depression, such as postpartum, grief, teenage depression, etc. You might as well have a special "I have been jilted by my girlfriend" depression. Until next time.